Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of competence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. How to dress like James Bond, Summer Style Edition. Guys, this is how to dress with style, with elegance, following the footsteps of probably one of the most famous fictional characters out there. Now, most of us have probably seen him on the silver screen, but he also has a series of novels and books that were written, and they go into a lot of detail, and it's amazing the subculture that is built up around the character James Bond. And what I love about this is that he is such a great representation of style and image. You may disagree with his ethics and the way that he treats people, but you know, we're not here to get into that. What we're going to steal here is his casual summer hot weather style, because most of us have seen images of him wearing a suit. But if you watch enough of the movies and you read through the books, you start to realize, wow, there's a lot of information here on how to dress well, follow classical rules, and be able just to pull off, I think, just an elegant, timeless look. And that's probably the first thing I want to start off with here, is there are three bedrock principles that when it comes to, if you want to dress like James Bond this summer, you need to pay attention to these things. First off, keep it simple. Yes, KISS, keep it simple, silly. Guys, so many people think that style fashion is about wearing the newest things, the latest trends. But if you go back and you look at, let's say, Sean Connery, his James Bond, let's go to one of my favorites, Thunderball. And I mean, so he could step out of many parts of that movie wearing what he wore at that time period, and he would still look great. Even Timothy Dalton did a pretty good job. Now, Roger Moore in the 1970s had a difficult time. You know, there were definitely a lot of things going on in the 1970s. But overall, when they kept it simple, it was timeless. It was classic. So when it comes down to the clothing, you want to look for solid colors in general. You don't need to go crazy here. Although if you're going to bring in a pattern, in a print, look for smaller patterns. Things that from a distance, you know, we don't want to go with large, overly, just anything that is in fashion for this particular summer, you probably want to avoid. You also want to look at the styles of the actual clothing. So when it comes to jackets, one thing I see is the wide and the skinny lapels. The same thing with neckties. Not that we're getting into that type of formal wear with summer. We're talking summer casual here. But when it comes to shirts, you maybe if the collar starts to get a little bit longer, a little bit wider, or if they start to change up, something has become really in style for that particular season, you may want to avoid and go with something that has been around, something that could have sold maybe 5 to 10 years ago. Most likely, it will still be able to be in fashion 5 to 10 years from now. So that's what we're shooting for here. Classic items. So I'm going to list out in this podcast 10 classic items specifically that you can add into your wardrobe. I'm going to talk about how to wear them, where to bring them in. Okay, so number two on the list, guys, is impeccable fit. All of your clothing, it needs to fit you. And a lot of guys, they get this with their suits because you pay that extra money. They tailor it sometimes in the house. You're like, hey, I'm spending hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on a suit. I'm going to get this thing to look good and to fit me. And there's guys actually there to tell you that this needs to be done, and they make it easy. But when it comes to our casual clothing, especially hot summer wear, for some reason, we don't think fit is as important. Guys, I'm here to tell you that fit is incredibly important. It's going to separate the men from the boys. Pay attention to the fit. Find brands that actually fit you. Now, I don't remember what James Bond movie it was in, but Pierce Brosnan was the actor, and I remember this ring that he had, and it would actually vibrate at a very high frequency, and it basically would shatter glass. And I always thought that was so cool that, and James, there's a lot of other James Bond gadgets, but Ministry of Supply took that to a whole nother level. They created a whole line of clothing, which, yes, doesn't have these, they're not weapons, but what they are is they use high performance fabrics, and they have little bits in their clothing that just simply make it more comfortable, make it more functional, make it more versatile. So the fabrics are going to be very breathable. I know on the armpits of some of their shirts, they actually have small holes that literally allow the air to go back and forth. When I'm looking at the overall function and build of their jackets, their trousers, they're going to be literally so you could go running in their trousers, but they maintain the style. Little things like that. I just love actually their sweaters. On the backs of their sweaters, they actually have a different level of thickness and small holes on the back where people oftentimes will get warm if they start to layer clothing. So all of these little things to me make a huge difference in the clothing. And when you find a brand that works for you, that fits your body type and also fits your personal style, which by the way, I'm 5'9", 175 pounds. I'm going to try to lose those 5 pounds and put on a little bit more muscle. But with the body type I have, I wear their medium slim and I don't have to get it adjusted. In fact, if you go look at the video, I wore it right out of the package without getting any, but their clothing, by the way, is actually really non-iron. It has no wrinkles at all. And it's, again, it all goes down to the fabric. The point being, find a brand that works for you and it's just going to be so easy. Key concept number three, when you want to dress like James Bond, you need to buy the best quality clothing that you can afford. And this is hard for a lot of guys. It takes a mindset shift because we live in a world in which we're mostly exposed to disposable clothing. This is clothing that is made poor quality wise. It's made to fall apart. And a lot of people scoff at the idea of spending maybe $100, maybe $150 for a polo, for $500 for a pair of dress shoes. And I'm not going to say that's right for everybody, but you need to understand the difference between a $50 pair of dress shoes and a $500 pair of dress shoes. There's a 10 times multiple, and I'm not going to say that you can't find a great deal at the $300 or $400 or even $200 point if you're really price sensitive and looking for deals. But when you're spending $500 for a pair of dress shoes, they are going to be made from a higher quality leather on the upper. The sole is going to be made of a higher quality material. It's going to be made to be resoled, often from a Blake Stitch or a Goodyear welt. All of this basically means that you're going to be able to get more wear and tear out of the actual item. But another hidden benefit of this is that it will look better after 50 wears. Then that one item will look better. The $50 pair of shoes will look after the first wear. And in fact, as time goes on, when you're wearing the cheap shoes, they just look worse and worse despite you taking care of them. They eventually do fall apart. They're glued together. They use an inferior type of leather that doesn't hold. It creases really bad. In fact, it starts to maybe tear. But all this goes into understanding the style theory of value. And I define the style theory of value as basically the value is equal to the number of wears times how it makes you feel divided by the price. So make sure to go over and check out the show notes, which I, you know, again, you can find them over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode James Bond. But in that style theory of value, it really helps you justify why sometimes, especially something that you want to wear again and again, you're going to get your money's worth. Because I've seen guys that go out and spend $100 on a suit. And another guy spends $1,000. And the guy that spent $1,000 got a much better deal because he ends up wearing that suit 100 times. It's a suit that actually he works in. He loves the look of it. It makes him feel great. It's his suit of armor. He's a consultant. And over the period of a year, he does wear it 100 times. When the guy that spent $100 on that suit, he maybe needed it, you know, just for a few times. But he simply wears it once and he never wants to wear it again. He felt uncomfortable, didn't get a single compliment. He felt like he was wearing a costume. It didn't look good on him. And he knew it didn't look good on him. But he basically went with that low price. I mean, when it comes down to it, when you dress sharp, you want to feel like $1 million. When you imagine James Bond walking through, whether it be a mall, whether it be the Kentucky Derby, whether it be an airport in Florida, he always walks confident. He always walks like he owns the place. And for you to be able to do that, you've got to make sure that yes, that your clothing fits you, that your clothing is something that when you put it on, it's the best quality that you can afford. And again, guys, keep it simple. Now, let's get into the 10 items that I recommend you pick up this summer if you want to start dressing like James Bond. Item number one, the polo. Now, all these items I'm going to talk about, I assume that you're going to make sure that they fit you, that you're buying the best quality, and that you are making sure that you're keeping it simple, going with a solid color. But for me, the solid color when it comes to polos is going to be either white or a dark blue. I have a medium blue polo that I like wearing as well. I also have a burnt orange, reminds me of my Texas Longhorns. Actually, I think I do have one, or I used to have one that was my Texas Longhorn polo. The point being is you want a polo in your wardrobe. This is so much better than a t-shirt. I know a lot of people say, oh, well, I'm not a polo type of guy. Well, find the type of brand. A lot of them made from performance wear actually have a very nice look, a sporty look to them. And I find a lot of guys will gravitate towards them. But when it comes compared to a t-shirt, it's the collar. And having that strong collar with usually the 2 to 4 buttons we're going to see on the front of a polo that separates it and takes it to a much higher level than any type of t-shirt ever will. Even, yes, those V-neck or that, you know, maybe you could look to bring in a Henley. But I think a Henley is still a step down because it lacks the collar. Now, the polo has the background, has the history of the polo fields, hence why it still has kind of that upper class feel. But go check out some of those images with James Bond and you'll see him rocking a polo. That's why I've got it number one on my list. Number two on my list, the casual button down. And this is where you can bring in a small repeating pattern, or you can go with a solid color. You can bring in different fabrics. You can look at chambray. You can look at, just maybe an Oxford weave. You want to make sure it's a lighter weight weave. We're talking about summer weaves here. And speaking about fabrics, so in general, you want to either go with a performance fabric. This is one specifically made for hot weather. You want to look at a lightweight cotton because you can actually wear a cotton shirt that has a very tight weave, such as a twill weave, and it's probably not going to be appropriate for hot weather. Twill weaves are a very tight weave, therefore they're not going to allow air to go through. Another thing with the twill weave is it's denser, it's going to be heavier weight. There are going to be some other fabrics out there that you want to be looking maybe at a gauze weave. You want to be looking at something that's going to have maybe a plain weave, something that air is just going to go right through it. Linens oftentimes do a great job. You can find linen, cotton blends, linen, synthetic blends. When it comes to synthetic fabrics, 20 to 30 years ago, I would definitely have said no. Well, probably not because I wasn't in the industry 20 or 30 years ago. But what I saw being made then was not necessarily made as breathable. And a lot of the performance fabrics, especially when they're coming from sport companies, again, Ministry of Supply has a great synthetic weave, and their fabric down to actually the shape of the actual thread is made to wick away moisture and to allow the breathability when it goes into the weave. So things like that are great for casual button downs. But where would you wear this? Well, you can wear it simply with, I will talk about the other items you can wear it. But one thing I like about the casual button down over the t-shirt and even over the polo sometimes is that you can actually leave the entire front unbuttoned. Now, why would you do this? Well, let's say you're at the beach. Now, I think actually wearing that, even maybe with 1 or 2 buttons buttoned, actually is a great look at the beach when you're a little bit too hot or you're walking around and you don't necessarily want to just be shirtless. But I think, and again, we go back and let's look at Thunderball. What do we see? Sean Connery pulled off a look just like this, and I think it works. You can also go with longer sleeve casuals. Just roll up the sleeves. Has a great look. Number three on our list, the long sleeve dress shirt. Yes, so this is different than a casual button down. Dress shirts are going to be in lighter colors, although you will see them in darker colors, but technically that's not a dress shirt, but they are going to be plain. They may have a pocket on one side, but it's not going to have a button on a dress shirt. Dress shirts in general are going to have a stiffer collar. They're going to have cuffs that are going to be a bit stiffer, and these are made to be worn with a jacket. Nowadays, though, you can wear them separate. I'm not going to say that you would wear them untucked, and that's probably the key difference between a casual button-down and a long-sleeve dress shirt, is that even though they both have long sleeves, even though they may look very similar, usually with the casual shirts, you're going to see more casual fabrics. With the dress shirts, you're going to see tighter weaves. You're going to see it's all going to be basically the bottom of the shirt also is made always to be tucked into a pair of trousers. And if you're wearing shorts with them, yes, even wear them, tuck them into the shorts. Now, the long sleeve dress shirt in general, what I like about it and what you want to be looking for, again, is the performance fabric. You can also get them made in a linen, but be careful. Linens are going to require an ironing. If you're only wearing it for a couple hours to a pool party, you can probably get away with, it wrinkling at the end of the party. But at this point, you want to also be looking at performance cottons as well. Number four on my list, the light colored suit or jacket. Now, I'm not going to go into the suits too much, although I do think that to a summer wedding or a summer kind of nice event, you could actually pull off a casual suit. James Bond did this in a number of movies and just simply, leave the button, wear that dress shirt that I just talked about, leave the front unbuttoned and wear it with a lighter color. But what we're looking for here, and I'm focused in on, is the jacket. You want to be looking at lighter colors here. You want to be looking at lighter grays, maybe with tans, with khakis. You can also look to bring in maybe a light blue. All of these are going to fit with the heat, with the summer look. A lot of guys immediately say, Antonio, there's no way I can wear a jacket in 95 degree or 105 degree weather. Well, if you're out in the sun, you may find that actually this does a better job of keeping you cool because it keeps the sun off of your skin. Another thing is sometimes you're going in and out. I know a lot of guys in Houston, Texas, they talk about how they have to dress for hot weather. But when it comes down to it, in Houston, Texas, you're always in an air-conditioned building. And so it may be a summer party, but it's going to be almost indoors. And so you could actually pull off the jacket and have a great look. But specifically with jackets, you want to look for jackets maybe that are made for hotter weather using performance fabrics. You also want to look at jackets that use and basically don't have a lining on the inside of it. This allows to be more breathable. And then you want to look for particular weaves. Hopsack is a particular type of weave that is going to be very breathable. I've got a jacket like this and I've worn it in Austin, Texas during the summer. And I felt I was looking great. And jackets are just great because I've talked about the merits of the jacket before, but they build up the shoulders. They slim up the waistline. They make your hands look better. In general, jackets rule. Number five on my list, summer trousers. So summer trousers in general are going to be lighter colored, but you can still pull off dark colored trousers. And where this works is everything I just talked about with the shirts, with the jacket, they're usually of a lighter shade. Trousers, you can still keep dark. And the advantage of that is if you get them stained. Of all the things we wear, there's a reason why dark colored jeans are so interchangeable. It's because you can sit on something, you can get them slightly wet, and they don't show the stain. Lighter colored trousers are great, and they'll give you a more monochromatic look with all the light colored, shirts and jackets that I talked about. You can even, talking about the casual suit, you can even go with something like that. But light colored trousers, you want to make sure you want to look at lighter grays. You want to look at maybe a khaki, you look at tans. You could also start to bring in a very slight pattern, assuming that your jacket doesn't have a pattern, or if you're wearing them with a solid colored dress shirt, you could actually, again, bring in, maybe just a slight check pattern, something that's very light, like a Glen check, I think looks good. Six on my list, shorts. Now, when it comes to shorts, James Bond, there aren't too many movies in which he wears shorts. Thunderball, he wore three different types of shorts, to include a pink pair of shorts, but they were mostly very functional. And I think that's the key with shorts. When you're going to be wearing shorts, make sure that they fit you well, that you have full freedom of movement, and that it is an occasion that really shorts are going to match, they're going to work, that they are pretty much called for. Maybe a pool party, everyone else is wearing shorts. That doesn't mean you actually have to wear swim trunks. If you don't plan on swimming, you can actually wear just a pair of nice khaki shorts. Now, cargo shorts, unless you're going to be carrying things in the cargo pockets, don't wear cargo shorts. Look for something that does not have the pockets. Also, let's look at the inseam. I'm not saying that you want to wear something that has maybe a 5-inch or a 4-inch inseam. That's going to be a little bit shorter than average, but 6 inches to 9 inches, that's going to be great. You do not want to go, you want to be a couple inches, I think, above the knee when it's coming to shorts. Anything past that starts to become jorts, and I'm not going to necessarily recommend those if you're wanting to go with James Bond style summer tips. 7 and 8, I'm going to lump these together. Let's talk about loafers and let's talk about socks. So I think that loafers are underutilized in most men's wardrobes. And when it comes to a summer look, they are just so simple. You go with your favorite color. Maybe you're a black shoe, maybe you're a brown shoe, maybe you are an oxblood type of guy, and go for that color. It's already going to fit in your wardrobe. You're probably already going to have belts, and maybe it's going to already match your watch strap. Now, at this point, you can also, because it's a summer look, you can start to bring in lighter color. You can go with a tan, maybe a gray suede. All of this can work seamlessly into your wardrobe, working with all the items I just talked about. Now, what type of socks to wear with this? This is where no-show socks are going to shine. Now, if you've never heard of these before, a lot of times people perceive a guy not wearing socks, but he's actually wearing no-show socks. No-show just cover the base of your foot. They slip over. They do, if they're higher quality, they do a great job of actually staying on with a little bit of a sticky device that goes back on your heel. I love no-show socks, and they really give you an elegant summer type of look. Next up, let's talk about sunglasses. Okay, so go with classic aviators. Now, you can bring in variants, but try to avoid those big sport ones that wrap around your head. How many James Bond movies have we seen him wear those? Zero. Now, I mean, okay, maybe Wayfarers, maybe go with a brow line. Maybe look at some of the classic styles out there. But for men, it's pretty simple. I do think aviators are the best route, though. Next up, let's talk about the quarter zip sweater. Now, you're saying this is summer, Antonio. What are you talking about? Look for a linen, look for a cotton, look for a performance fabric, lightweight quarter zip sweater. Because if you're going to spend any time near the water, in the desert, something like that, understand that at night it gets cool. And a lot of guys, they don't think about this, and it's not always for you. Maybe it's for your wife, maybe it's for your girlfriend, maybe it's for your significant other, your partner, whatever it may be. If there's somebody cold and you've got that sweater, you are the hero of the day. Bonus tip, let's talk about hats. So, very few movies where James Bond actually wears hats. And in fact, there are only two movies that I think it's Goldfinger and Thunderball. No, Thunderball keeps popping up. It's one of my favorite ones. I thought they had a lot of fun with it. But what we see in Thunderball is he did actually wear a pork pie straw hat. I think straw hats, especially the classic, pork pie. There are a few other ones that have a very short brim, but a fedora, if it is hot, if it is sunny, then functionally it makes sense, and go ahead and try to pull it off. Let me rephrase that, because I said the word try. James Bond doesn't try. James Bond has practiced wearing this clothing. He's got the utmost confidence. And that's the thing I'm going to leave you with, is you can go out and buy this clothing, but make sure that you love it, that you're confident wearing it, and that you practice wearing it. And at that point, you're going to start to be able to wear this with the same confidence that, yeah, James Bond does. Gentlemen, hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. I had fun with this one. I want you to go check out the show notes, though, because I go into a lot more detail. I'm going to link over to everything I talked about. The show notes are found over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode James Bond. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.